This is the 14th? Is this August the 14th? 2007 at Pismo Beach. And Dakota's being real shy.
Dad, Tyler's coming in.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Yeah, we could move it back a little bit.
A little?
Yeah. All right. Right about here. It's starting to come in. See that? Look at that. See that? Maybe we ought to go jack a little bit first. That looks
sure
like a tiny.
Stay?
No, I'm not sure. Let me look at your faces. All right, here you go. Dakota, you can put your stuff right down there. All right.
There we are.
All right. All right, get out there and let's see you boogie board. I'm going to get some pictures of you boogieing. Boogieing on the boogie board. Come on. I'm looking at this baby over here. How old is that little guy?
2 months and 2 weeks.
2 months and 2 weeks, huh? Yeah, 2 months and 2 weeks and out of Pismo Beach. All right, that's great. All right, boogie board, Dakota. Come on, girls. Smile.
Hey! What's that? How are you?
All right.
I'm all wet.
Hi.
This is Jim.
Hi, guys.
This is Tyler.
Tyler.
You got Jayton.
All right.
And Austin.
Austin. All right.
Take off your shirt. Why?
Because it's wet. Jayton, hold on.
Do you remember Jennifer, Dakota?
Yeah, we just came for the day of the school.
Yeah. So you came over for today? That's good. Dakota, you better go out there and boogie.
Well, the water's nice and cold.
Yeah.
Jayton.
Once you get in, it warms up, though.
Jayton.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You want your pictures in there? Yeah. There's an old dog.
All right, Jim. We'll see you later.
Okay.
It was good to see you.
Good boy.
All right, we'll come by. We were almost going to come by Friday, but something happened.
Oh, really?
Because I was going to try to go by and see if I could see Jim again. He came over to the house
really
the other day.
Really early on Friday. They were in like 5 o'clock.
Oh, they were?
Yeah. Just Linda just had her hair done, so.
Yeah.
Called me.
Well, they came out and stayed about a half a day the other day.
I know. He was telling me all about it. He was really excited about it,
yeah.
Too. He just kept going on. Jimmy had this, and Jimmy did this, and Jimmy did this.
Yeah.
Really, really
excited. Well, we got a bunch of grapes and stuff, you know, and plums and different things out there. So they had a good time, and his wife really enjoyed visiting with Marilyn, I think.
Yeah, that's what she was saying.
Yeah. Anyway, good to see you. I couldn't miss
you.
That smile. I don't care what you're not wearing your sister stuff, but I'll show my mother this video, and
oh,
she won't believe it.
Say, hey, look who I saw. Bye. All right, I'll see you later.
All right.
Let's go.
Well, we got to get you too. We're going to get everybody. Is this her baby?
This is my little brother.
Oh, that's a little brother.
Yeah.
All right.
Say hi.
And there's
hi.
Michelle. Michelle!
Yeah. I'll see you later.
Well, it's good to see you all over here. Bye-bye now. Move this thing up just a little bit. There she is. There they are. Let's see. North Dakota out in the boogie boarding. Alright, let's see here now. We're right in the way. They didn't move over again. There you go. And there is Barry Lynn right there. And Dakota's out there. Let's see what I can do here. Catch your wave. Ah, you tried to catch one. Here comes a big one. Catch it, Dakota. Come on, Dakota, catch it. Dakota, where are you, girl? Now where'd you go? That's this one. There's a good one.
go to catch it.
That's a good one.
Waves are breaking better over there than there. You can't see it from there. Dakota, where are you? There you are. Behind that girl. There you are.
That's a kind of wind.
Huh?
You'll get so far and too
high. Well, it quits pushing.
Yeah.
It quits pushing you. You got to get it for it. Push you a distant right time.
Well, I guess he's got a diver thing.
Huh?
That guy's got a diver.
Yeah.
He has some pretty nice big waves coming in.
Yeah, but they're not pushing right. They're not pushing right. Yes, he is. Right out here, it's breaking harder. Right there, they're coming in better than over here. The surfers are here. Now here she comes in on one. She's moving pretty good this time.
But she stops and then she gets
well, baby, it quits.
Pushing.
It quits pushing. You have to learn what it is. It's not exactly what it looks like.
Yeah. I went out as far as I dared.
You know why?
I went out as far as I dared.
Yeah, you did pretty good. I got pictures of you out there. Kids keep getting in front of me.
Of course, it comes in this way and goes across the street.
Yeah.
She needs to be out here just a little further this way.
You want to stand here and kind of guide the camera, and I'll go out there and tell her? You, can you see her there? See her? Now you have to very slowly move it because I got kind of zoomed in.
Yeah.
Just follow her a little bit, okay?
Okay.
And I'll go out there.
Okay.
Tell her.
Okay.
She needs to be over this way. There's that way to break the
bed. But the sun's going to hit right in the
window. Don't worry about that. That it's got a sun filter. There she's riding. She needs to get on there and then paddle like this.
Yeah. Well,
I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
If you're a little heavy out here, you've got the real thing. You float easier on that water if you're heavy. Your skin can sink. Somebody like you, they can float. You couldn't sink me.
I'd probably sink.
Let me go out there and tell her when the waves are breaking. Now just keep your eyeball over. You have to keep the ground, see?
Yeah, I see.
Okay.
Okay.
Now let's sketch the boat.
Oh, we're trying to find it.
Right there, baby. Just look down here just like that, put the camera lens on.
Oh,
see that?
I can't see it.
That's she's right there.
What did you say to you?
I told her that the waves are breaking better down this way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the surfer said too. Thought that surfer is coming in. Kind of watch the camera now. Guy's right in the way. Hello, Don, this is Jim. Anyway, I'm down here on the beach. I was calling you to see what you were doing. I'll call you on the other phone. Anyway, this is M7IU. I'll talk to you later. Watching Dakota out here boogie board. Bye-bye. Hello, this is Jim. I was looking for Don. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. This is Jim, N7IU. Bye-bye. Three boogie boarders right together. pretty big wave coming out here.
Mary Lynn. found our first clam. Right there it is.
Yeah.
Mom's being violent again.
She is.
She threatened to stab my foot with a pitchfork.
Oh, no. All right. Let's get a picture of Mama there.
She's looking for clams.
Yeah, found a little tiny something in there. Dakota's digging for a clam. Clam getter. All right, girls. Here we are. We're going to shut the camera off. Say bye. Okay, let me take a picture of it. And then dig a hole and rebury it. Okay, we got two clams. That one's bigger than the one I had.
No, this one is yours.
I told
okay.
you, didn't
this one
I?
Is mine.
Okay, I thought I got the little one.
Hold the two of them like this, between your fingers, away from your face. In,
hurry, Dave. You don't want to leave them out of water too long.
Like this, away from your face, so you can see what it is. Here. Okay. Away from your body. Do it nice.
If you put them in front of her body, you can see them better on the turquoise than in the gray. Okay. This is at Don's house, W6MVP. There's some deer out here. This is pickup and swimming pool there. And the shop. And this backyard. That's his kitty cat. The babies were alive. Yeah. Look in the camera. Yeah. Look in the camera.
Oh my God.
I just slipped out of here. I just slipped out of here. I just slipped out and leave them alone. I just slipped out and leave them alone. Down the front yard here. There's radio room there. The front yard. Here we are at Don's house. The front porch here. Deer orders. understand. Just looking down off the Dallas plane. Our motor homeless camp. See that deer kind of trotting off over there? The baby's following her. There's three of them.
Oh, you're up.
I'm looking at your deer. Oh, oh. I don't know if I can get them on there or not. I watched them. They were after you this morning here too. Wait a minute.
You didn't see a buck in there, did you?
I didn't see. I think there was a buck over there.
Yeah, they were.
But he was hiding out.
Yeah.
There you are. All right. One of these days.
That snowball.
Huh?
That snowball.
Snowflake.
That's what my grandson named Snowball.
Snowball.
Yeah. I said, well, that's good enough. He named that the male cat Sammy, and he was supposed to have it fixed, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
He had it fixed. Had it all lined up with the vet, and he said, "I need the money," and he canceled it.
Oh yeah.
That's your grandson?
Yeah. When he comes here, sits in that chair, that Sammy just crawls all over him. You know.
Yeah. That little old cat's really hungry. I got to go check and see if my animals. I got a guy out there. He's not much for.
Picture.
Okay.
Because
I want to get the jacket in the background. Yeah. I don't know who that is. His name is James Byron Dean. Just before the sundown in 1955, when his horse collided with another car at the fork and rode about 900 yards east of this tree, long known as the Tree of Heaven. He was 24 years old. Aside from appearing in several Broadway plays, he starred in three motion pictures, East of Eden, Survival Without a Cause, and Giant. Only Eden had been released before his death, yet before he was in his grave, he was already a legend. Every day, somewhere in the world, in the cinema or on television, James Dean lives on. Cinema is no longer just celluloid. Every day we find reminders that the drama of James Dean is the theme that we live. He was a youth yearning for one precious touch of warmth between parents and their offspring. He was an individual struggling in this huge land of infinite promise and many races. He was a rebel searching forth that calls through what calls press. This young man, seemingly ordinary, yet possessing a talent individually that were unique. And their culmination has come to personify a generation of awakened, which many are those who feel strongly that James Dean should not have been forgotten. There are some things like the hatred that accompanies war that are best forgotten. There are others like the nobler qualities of man to which this young actor directed our attention that should be preserved for all time. James Dean is all the more with us today because his life was so fleeting in Japan. We say that his death came as suddenly as it does to cherry blossoms. The petals of early spring always fall at the height of their ephemeral brilliance. September the 30th, 1977. A small token. This monument stands as a small token of my appreciation for the people of America from whom I have learned so much. It celebrates a people who have, over the years, courageously followed the path of truth and justice while expanding the limits of mankind with their boundaries and pioneering spirit. It also stands for James Dean and the other American rebels who taught us the importance of having cause, to all those who helped his stranger from Japan realize his dream of erecting this monument. I express my heartfelt thanks. The Hearst family, which graciously made its land available for this monument, Bill Bast and Mrs. Sanford Roth, James Dean's closest and best friends, who shared their memories with me and the people of the community, who warmly extended their kindness and cooperation, and naturally to all James Dean fans who have carried his torch throughout the years. Thank you. July the 4th, 1983. Seta Oshnishi. Mary Lynn. Dakota. All right, here is the monument. This is the Jack Ranch Cafe right here. Right there. Where I stopped many, many times over the years on the way to the coast. Right here. Why?
Somebody fried the E off in his name.
Well, they sure did, didn't they? They stole the E off of it. All right. A little things here. This is a beautiful monument. I don't know who this was. What is essential is invisible to the eye. This quotation from Antoine de Saint-Exupéry's The Little Prince was probably James Dean's favorite. It seemed to hold a deep and private significance for him, and he used it often, especially with those he loved. What is essential is invisible to the eye.